You a straight face. Sorry, go ahead, go ahead.
That's you doing that live, man. Yeah, shit. What's that app's name again? Hang Drum? Shit, what am I doing? I'm just gonna go on Google Play, damn it.
No. You need one to play. Imagine if we all had one of these.
Imagine if you had like one of those, what is it called? Like a surprise concert in a mall and everybody was using their cell phone to play.
That would be awesome. If we all played the same thing, it would be giant.
That would be cool. That would be a neat sound.
Thank you.
I'm a trap man.
I sure you almost got me this year.
I wish I was on the road down too. But I don't know, too trap. Right, I tell you, I just do my routine. Let me loose. Caboose. I am the rap donkey. Yeah, rap donkey on the trailer. Yeah. Hi, hi.
Oh, There be wind! I think I'll be here.
Maybe move some stuff over to the studio.
Yeah, we'll get the. Yeah.
Set up and be able to.
I'm gonna get some
den.
I want to get some den. Is this some nearby storage?
Yeah, I mean, of course, the more that there's space, the more I can put stuff.
One thing actually underneath your helpless is moving some
printers. So we'll move some printers, moving day.
I'm gonna get my brother to come out.
There's a lip over there we have to be minded of.
One thing though is could use your help with financing this place, you know, like I really got it, know what I mean. But lugging that stuff right now, it's
what is it? Tell me what we're
doing. So what if
tomorrow, let me know and help with any time and we can get it done with it.
Cool.
You know, if it's
I think it's mostly that because there's a lot of stuff that's in the other side of that studio. Because if you're not control, okay. Now, you good to launch a Kickstarter?
Definitely.
All right. So,
but I mean, in the sense of you want me to like launch it, or do you want to launch it and then I like?
Yeah, I want you to be a part. Yeah, I want you to be part of it. Yeah.
Yeah, that thing. Like, but who's gonna like start the initial?
Launch the because it'll be for the studio, so. But basically, having a blurb written out, I want to, like, you know, if you have your artist description, so I can use that. We can kind of flesh out the project we see that can happen here, workshop, you know.
We kind of went through a couple blurbs, so, yeah. We'll have to try to notate what we went through already, and, because it was in the air, right? Just
but the big thing is the big thing right now is getting some fundraising for Windows. And I think maybe a show might be one of
there. We're building our studio.
We don't have to write it now, man.
Okay, so we don't write it now, sorry. But anyways, we gotta get that shit together.
I think, but I've been hearing Indiegogo is a good way to go for crowdfunding.
Probably just make one in every one you can find. And
actually make multiple ones,
just make as many as you can. Might not put up the same, it's like a Facebook profile, but it's
actually,
that specifically.
Right. What the hell, you're right. Exactly.
It's like these things are just like,
I'll
you know, like,
paste it. Yeah, you're right.
You just put them up every single spot you could find and see if something happens, right? It's just making the time to get down and research that stuff and do that stuff on the computer.
Yeah.
Holy shit, I got lots of stuff to do on the computer too.
Yeah. No, hey, that's a cool number.
We all have lots of stuff to do.
Exactly. I'll be composing some stuff and
people who are productive artists are
Oh yeah. Well, it's gonna be, and I think
think something I'm happy with our collaboration is getting people here. What we'll do next time to make it every time going to be better. We're going to figure out, now we know the area, to make that workshop space outdoors perfect for the next thing. Clear some of the stuff out of there. So that's where I think we can tie it up. It's like, so stuff to keep, scrap metal, arranging. Like, I have some more pegboards, so it's like arranging this. So there's a lot of stuff that moved around, put up, there's shelves.
So JF is willing to come, like,
help
you, like, put together your stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think that is a...
Yeah, for sure. But your input, too, if we're going to build a workspace, right? You know, like,
sure.
We have a table, we have a work bench.
And stuff that's not there that I want there, I'll invest and buy, like, power tools, like a drill press, for example. You know, we don't have a drill press, so I'll, like, get a drill press. What did that?
Nice.
That kind of thing, you know?
Yeah.
I've got, like, I have not bought things that I want to buy because I have no place to put them. So if I had a place to put them, I'd be like, I want to buy so I can stop and put it in the space and set it up nice. So, you know, like, I'm totally into investing in also in that term of, like, getting the tools that are not there that we could have use, because I won't be around all the time with people to use them who are building things, I guess. Have the shop set up nice so we can do stuff quickly and easily, right? Functional shops.
That's exactly it, yeah.
Shop is right now. It's like it's not functional. It's junk. Oh, right.
That's what 5S is.
Everything's covering the tables.
Yeah,
you get
5S.
We were supposed to like clear that table even to be able to do something. We didn't even do that. You know,
yeah.
Like,
and I'll
we
need could help
have put we could have put all the tools on that. For example, like me, you, and
I'll
JF, the first day could have done that.
Yeah.
Me and JF could have just done that. You know,
should do that. Exactly.
JF is there to do that.
Yeah.
Like, he was like, I'm willing to do something like that.
Cool. Well, that's perfect. I mean, that's cool.
So that's the thing. Like, Jeff was willing to do that.
Okay.
And that's why he's the... but we have to... so we want to make circles just to make sure that he feels really comfortable, and because he doesn't want to make feel like he gave too much and it wasn't appreciated, right? He's a hard worker.
Mm-hmm.
He wants a lot of appreciation, I think.
Yeah, no, that's good.
And so
I really enjoyed what we've discussed and his craftsmanship, you know, that's something that'd be cool to nurture, you know, blacksmith in the area, you know, like can't with metal, like there's not a lot of metal work, so like, no, it's cool what he's doing. He's a good fit, he's a good guy, and he's a good, and actually, he's kind of
building. We could arise as all unbuilders in the region, through his influence even.
All right, Eric, I think I'm going to call it a night myself.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Hey, brother.
Hey. Take it easy, man.
Yeah.
This is, nice.
See you tomorrow. What are you up to tomorrow?
Monday. Oh, we're going to go. I'm going to see Blade Runner.
In the daytime, what are you up to?
6:30 show. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I mean, I want to see it, man. I mean, it's been waiting long enough.
Right, exactly.
But those prequels, like you said, man, check them out. They really do.
I'll check them out right now.
Yeah. Remember, 2012.
I'm going to start watching those right now.
2012, 2036, 2048.
It's
going to
be like a Blade Runner evening, I think, for me. After
it's
that,
a,
from you mentioned, you can even, you like, put me on the path.
I know, it's like...